We appreciate that. Yes, indeed, it is time for some good stuff. I have got a funny little story, and I've got kind of a brain teaser twister that I think I better let them know ahead of time so they can be prepared for it. Why don't you talk a little bit about our kind sponsors, and we'll get right into it.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Ballantyne area. Merritt Reservoir, the home of International Dark Skies designation. And folks, the Nebraska Star Party may be done, but the stars are still there. Come check them out at Merritt Reservoir. 300 plus rooms, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. And for fall hunting, you found it right here in Cherry County. McKelvey National Forest, all of those places that you can public hunt. Visit Ballantyne.com.
If you are looking for local, national, or international livestock industry news, maybe you've been trying to find dependable livestock auction reports or award-winning columnists. Maybe you're looking for classified ads or special interest sections. Well, I tell you what, you need to be checking out Tri-State Livestock News. They've got everything that I just told you about, and they've got more. Every week, they've got the inside viewpoint. You can visit them online at tsln.com. You can subscribe, you can get current updates, and they've got the latest stories. It's all in print, online, tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News.
And the 5th annual Golden Valley Shootout is coming up this weekend in Golden Valley, North Dakota. You got it. Bucking bulls at 6 p.m. on Saturday, and the bucking horses will start on Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Wayne Herman Invitational. It's all taking place this weekend at Golden Valley, North Dakota. So check it out.
Okay, I told you I had kind of a brain thinker. I'm going to start a little lighter than that, though, everyone, so you can kind of settle in easy. A little 3-year-old boy is sitting on the toilet. His mother thinks he has been in there too long, so she goes in to see what's up. The little boy is sitting on the toilet reading a book, but about every 15 seconds or so, he puts the book down, grips onto the toilet seat with his left hand, and hits himself on top of the head with his right hand. I don't know what's going on. His mom says, "Billy, are you all right? You've been in there for quite a while." Billy responds, "I'm fine, Mommy. I just haven't gone potty yet." Mother says, "Okay, you can stay here a few more minutes, but Billy, why do you keep hitting yourself on the head?" Billy responds in his infinite young wisdom, "It works for ketchup."
Oh, okay.
Enjoy life now. It has an expiration date.
Yes, it does. Here's some words of wisdom for you. I would rather try to carry 10 plastic grocery bags in each hand than to take 2 trips to bring my groceries in.
I know.
How many
Why
times
do we do,
do
that?
That?
Yeah.
And then they make those bags thinner and thinner all the time. So
you know
it's
what?
Harder.
I've got a story to share about that, actually, that is quite timely.
Like now?
Like right now.
Oh, let's do it.
I just got a different car. And it's now I've jumped up ahead in years. And so a lot of you have this. I knew it existed, but I didn't have it. Where you walk up, and if you have your keys, your car automatically unlocks. And so you just grab the door and it opens. Mm-hmm. Well, I am always carrying too many things, notoriously carrying too many things in my hand. And then I have to try to get to my fob and push the button. But oh my goodness, it is so much easier now that I just walk up to my car and it automatically unlocks.
It's changed your world.
Well, it has. Now, it hasn't changed the fact that I still carry too much, though.
You still carry too many things.
Yeah, so I still relate. I told you I had kind of a brain teaser. This is going to make you think a little bit. It's "He Who Knows." Now, I've got several of them, but I'm only going to share one today. "He who knows not and knows not that he knows not is a fool. Shun him. He who knows not and knows that he knows not is simple. Teach him. He who knows and knows not that he knows is asleep. Wake him. He who knows and knows that he knows is wise. Follow him." That came from Sir Richard Burton.
Sir Richard Burton, the actor, Sir Richard Burton?
Yeah, he did that. Isn't that interesting? I thought that was very good.
Here's some wisdom for you. "I hate being the one with the remote in a room full of people watching TV. There's so much pressure. I love this show, but will they judge me if I keep it on? I bet everyone is wishing we weren't watching this. It's only a matter of time before they all get up and leave the room. Will they still be my friends after this?"
Yeah, that's too much pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of pressure.
No pressure listening to the good stuff.